This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli government spokesperson on Monday praised a two-week military operation inside Gaza's largest hospital complex as a victory over the Hamas Islamist groups designated by the U.S. as terrorists.
The gold standard for urban warfare.
The Israeli military said it had killed or detained hundreds of Hamas militants in a hospital area, seized weaponry and intelligence documents, lost two soldiers in fighting but sought to prevent harm to civilian patients or medics. Hamas and medics deny any armed presence in the hospital. Syrian officials are blaming Israel for an airstrike that destroyed the consular section of Iran's embassy. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Syrian officials say they're being told several people died in the blast at Iran's embassy compound in Damascus. Syria's foreign minister is blaming Israel for the attack, calling it a criminal act carried out by the Zionist enemy. Iranian state TV is reporting the strike killed an Iranian military advisor who led the elite Quds force in Lebanon and Syria until 2016. Israel is not commenting on the attack, but in recent years, it's targeted hundreds of government-controlled parts of Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's top security agency says it has broken up what it called a terrorist cell in southern Russia, whose members had provided weapons and cash to suspected attackers on the Moscow concert hall. The Federal Security Service, or FSB, said it arrested four suspected members of the cell in the Russian province in northern Caucasus on Sunday. The agency alleged that the suspects were involved in channeling funds and providing weapons to the gunmen who attacked the concert hall in Moscow's western edge on March 22nd, killing 144